From the Marquee Media Studio inside Mark Tank, it's the Mark Haney Show.
Now it is my pleasure to bring on my friend Fareed Ismail Zada. He is an entrepreneur. He is an investor. He is the founder and president of Technovate Investments, LLC. And your venture studio, which I want to help our audience to get to know you for sure, but also kind of like the difference between a venture studio and an accelerator or maybe just a venture capital firm. So anyway, welcome to the show. Let's find out a little bit about you and your background to start off with.
All right. Thank you very much. I always watch your shows, like I'm subscribed to it and also get the newsletter always from Gross Factory. So I click on sometimes certain topics that are very interesting for me, and I definitely sit down and watch them until the end. So always thought about being here also, to be honest. So myself, like I'm originally born in a country called Azerbaijan. It's all the way east of Europe, right at the border between Europe and Asia. It's a small country, 10 million. It's known for its oil and gas mostly, but innovation is picking up. So, but I'm also an American university graduate, so I studied in San Jose State University and worked 1 year in New York. Then basically that was 2003 to 2006, I was here. Then I went back to Azerbaijan and launched a company called Golden Pay, which is very similar to American PayPal, Stripe, like online payments company. Then also owned a platform which was a mix of eBay, Amazon, Expedia, all of it in one in a way. Like, so you would get a lot of services, pay your bills, get your flights or movie theater tickets or insurance all in one. Unlike in US where you have it everything separate, we put them all together. It's a small country, so it was working that way better. So in 2019, and I also owned a loyalty company. So in 2019, I exited from them. Like, it took me approximately a year from the negotiations till basically final exit. And then I launched a venture studio, which I believe you're very interested to know more. It's basically, from that exit money, I still wanted to be part of startup stuff because I love innovation, I love technology, and I wanted always had passion to be part of all this stuff. And so there's many models of how you can be involved with stuff. One is like you can be an angel investor, right? Like there's certain amounts that you're comfortable with in terms of tickets. You write those checks. There are VC firms. If you might give that money to some VC firms and they will write those checks for you. Then there are incubators and accelerators where you work with startups and help them out and so on. And sometimes you write checks, sometimes you don't. So, but a lot in these models depends on the founders. So all you do is just support. Like you expect the founder take the company from A to Z. In venture studio model though, you somehow some sort of a become a co-founder. So you get involved hands-on. And usually in countries when I'm the region where I come from, the technical education is very strong. Comes back from old Soviet times, and usually at that Soviet times where also technical education was very high. That's why you have a lot of programmers from Ukraine, you have Belarusians and so on. Still, even American firms are outsourcing those services to that kind of countries. But the missing part is entrepreneurial mindset, the marketing, the sales, how to put the legal infrastructure correctly, how to put finance correctly.
Yeah, so you have great technical people. They can invent stuff. They've got imagination, but all the business acumen doesn't exist. So the venture studio model brings all the missing pieces together. Exactly. And you actually help build the company.
Exactly.
Alongside potentially the scientist or the inventor. Mm-hmm. And you basically help them in areas where they really aren't there at the very beginning.
Exactly. Like right at the ideation stage.
Yeah.
So just come with the idea. So as a studio, what we do, we start working with them. Like in the beginning, it was just myself. Then you start to have some teammates and then some services you outsource. For example, because the way our venture studio works, where we turn them into American companies, like we register them actually in Delaware, and then we go to market in the United States.
Okay, so you take the foreign ideas and then you you turn it into an American business.
Exactly.
Okay, gotcha.
Correct. So yeah, so
because the market's bigger and there's much more opportunity to get venture capital and so on.
Everything, like literally everything. So that's why we are handpicking only the ideas that believe that can go global. At least American market, if not global. And usually, to be honest, when you actually basically get American market, you get global market. I mean, it's like if you're Apple iPhone, then you suddenly the whole world is using you, or if you're Android phone, like, so that's like, that's basically target. So we look for really this specific idea. So like if somebody comes with a local idea, let's say, I don't know, I want to build the next payment company locally. I'm sorry, I'm not interested.
Right. I want something that I can take to America and then take it worldwide.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. And the ecosystem in the United States is amazing for that because, as you said, we can get into investor infrastructure, possibly selling. You know some of our products that we're talking to electric vehicle companies, and so those don't exist in my part of the world. So if you want to deal with them, you need to be here, right? Or like legal aspects. I mean, like the IP protection, the way legal.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes it's too much in US. Like, but I mean, but yes. it is.
But you can come here and get things copyrighted or trademarked or whatever, patented.
Exactly. And then you get respected for it. Mm-hmm. Like NDAs are respected. Like, so things like that. So that part of the world is a little bit, these things just starting. So. So you have to be in States if you're trying to build something global. So that's what we do.
And so, you know, you think about that, you're getting more products, ideas that would be just dying in your country now have the opportunity to change the world and really improve our world. That's what entrepreneurs do, is they improve the world. And so it's a cry and shame when people have these great ideas and they get invented and then, you know, they just die off because nobody's going to take them to market. Nobody even knows about them. So it's great that you do that. And I would also say that this has the potential to really be good for Sacramento, because for some reason you decided to locate here in Sacramento. So you've got these ideas that you're sourcing from around the world, bringing them to Sacramento and creating an entrepreneurial opportunity here.
Correct.
Great for us too.
definitely. And I'm probably not as much as you are, but I'm very passionate about Sacramento. Also, we discussed this like several times with you in private conversations we always had. So I just wanted to add on to your previous statement. The education due to internet has become global. So like now you don't really have to, of course, there's a lot of advantage of being graduate of Stanford's and Harvard's, MIT's, but you can have smart people that in unknown places, in unknown countries, in unknown villages or cities, that these guys are self-educated by watching YouTubes and podcasts like yours and so on. Like, this is all part of education, right? So as a result, you might have inventors that from a known country, from a known village, can have some invention that actually can turn the world upside down in a good way. So that's what we're trying to look. And these are the region that we operate is Azerbaijan, Georgia, Central Asia. Those are countries that are usually not so attractive or not something that everybody's looking at. But again, as I told you, talent is talent and can be there. So then, okay, when we talk about the talent has already built a prototype, this is the time to come to US. The landing point is very important. And the US is a big country and you guys have hubs, like you have New York's and you have Boston's, you have Texas's and you have Los Angeles, Silicon Valley's and Sacramento, our dear Sacramento. So you're like choosing like why to be, right? Kind of thing. And there's some sort of in a good way competition between these things, and everybody has something to offer and something not to offer. We picked up Sacramento pure accidentally. You know Ingrid Rosten, who used to be my mentor, and I worked for her when I was studying still in San Jose State. I'm talking about almost 20 something years ago. So she moved here for her personal reasons and she was living here. And when I told her about Technovate's story, that, oh, I have 1-2 startups now, I'm ready to come to US back in 2019. And I was going to go to Bay Area. I went to San Jose State. I know that.
Why not go to Silicon Valley, right?
Yeah, we want to go to Silicon Valley. But she was like, Fareed, like, look, I mean, cost of life is very high there. Like, why would you want to rent a place and pay like 10K when you can pay 3K for here, right? Or like, and it's not that far if you need to go there to meet someone. I mean, for that 7,000 difference, mm-hmm. you can go to San Jose and Sacramento like 7,000 times if you want to. You know, it's like nearby. The costs are like, and then this ecosystem that's coming up, you will quickly meet everybody in the like ecosystem players, and that was the reality. Like in a month or two after I arrived, I already start to know you, everybody in Sacramento Angels. I start to know Monette Ventures and all the other guys that we have here. So it was like quick, and then you get support like this or that way. You start getting support, and then if you have projects that you have to do something with Sacramento Kings, it's there. You want to do something with Sacramento Republic? I mean, our soccer team, which, you know, I'm a big fan of soccer. So
yes,
yeah. So it is there. Like whatever you want to do.
Did you have trouble changing over from calling it football? Did you call it football before, and then yes. convert? You have to call it soccer.
Yes.
Do you sometimes call it football?
So now my problem is now when I'm back in Europe, I say soccer, and they get angry. Yeah, they're like, dude, it's football. What happened to you? You're too Americanized. So, okay.
Get made fun of because you're becoming American.
Yeah, exactly. That's hilarious. Exactly. So basically, yeah, the location is amazing. It has everything. And not only for myself, I became like a promoter of the location abroad as well. Like a couple of governments together wanted to open a startup house in Bay Area. And I started to kind of go against it. And I was like, dude, we should open it in Sacramento. Like, trust me, like I can probably talk to, you know, Greater Sacramento Economic Council and all the other guys. Like, we can get some supports and some things. Let's not do there. It's a couple of hours away whenever you need to go to Bay Area. Nice. Go there, but it will be cheaper, better. I mean, like, you will get much more resources here. So that's how I feel about it.
That's great. Well, I love that. Obviously, I grew up here. I've only called it soccer, and you know, but in football, to me, is that like those things you see on the shelf over there. You go, we bump into each other, but you know, we still have a lot in common. We love the startup community. We love you know, seeing the world change in a positive way. Now, in terms of bringing these ideas here, maybe just give us an idea of a couple of your inventions that you're bringing here, and then what do you have to do when you get it here? Because they're coming with potentially a great idea, but you need sales and marketing, you need finance, you need all these different, I guess, leadership components in order to take a company and, you know, make it great.
Yeah. Correct. First of all, you need to have an understanding that not everything will work out. And it's our startup life is such that we are immune to failures. I mean, like, it's part of our job. Okay. I mean, like, if we're dealing with 10 projects, I mean, like, if only one or two might make it. And this is applicable even in what we're trying to do. So what happens that, yeah, you can have a project abroad, like an invention, or not necessarily much, maybe brought a couple of materials together and built something new, something better. And it can be even softer. We have something in software in our portfolio as well, some like innovative idea, whatever. So the next step is usually the prototype step. Because when these guys approach to us back at their home place, they approach with just idea or maybe like very simple prototype. Where I personally invest around $50,000, up to $50,000, to make it a proper prototype. And usually that $50,000 is not like given to the guy and like, okay, come back in 6 months. No, it's like given like in pieces.
Okay.
As you need. It's part of venture studio model. So you control the situation. Because at venture studio, you can see that like, things are failing and you can cut it off immediately so you don't do too much loss. Or if the guy is not delivering, lying or whatever, mm-hmm. like you can identify it at the beginning rather than like after all 50,000 is gone. So like, I don't know, he comes like, I need a 3D printer. Okay, let me buy it for you. I don't know.
Okay.
I need like two team members. Okay, let me pay salaries so it can help you. Things like that. So step by step. The product after prototype, the next stage is, so according to agreement we had with the founder, we do a registration of the company in Delaware. And if the thing is patentable, then we start, like our lawyers are Green McTorick, we start with them, like, you know, patenting process, company registration process, and so on. Then we help the guys with visa, because now usually they get O-1, O-2 visa, which is immigrant visa for United States. So we bring them here. Again, we had, like, for example, one of the projects that are going very well at the moment is the project of a material that doesn't burn. It was invented in Georgia. It's basically off the shelf four materials sandwiched in a such way that, and the know-how is that what are those materials, how
it's
they are
from the country of Georgia.
Yeah, country okay. of Georgia. Yeah, mm-hmm.
So, we have a state.
State of Georgia. I know. I heard that when Russia attacked Georgia back in the days, there were people thinking that Russia attacked the state of Georgia. And poor Saakashvili, who was the president of Georgia at that time, was trying to convince that that's not the case. So that Georgian guys invented this material that doesn't burn. So it handles 3,600 Fahrenheit of direct flame. And now we're trying to wrap electric vehicle batteries with that so that when they catch fire, nothing happens to the property, the car, and of course the driver or the passengers. So that's this example of just one of the projects. We have a project about sitting up straight, posture.
Oh, yes.
So it vibrates when you're not sitting up right. We have something to do with toys.
And that'll be a direct-to-consumer type of...
Exactly. We have a direct-to-consumer. We have something to do with influencers and celebrities' personal growth thing that after certain tests, I'm dreaming about launching it together with Sacramento Kings and so on, mm-hmm. make some joint project. That's the beauty, again, of being from the region. And I haven't directly talked to them, but indirectly I'm getting the feeling of they're open to support local. And as you mentioned, when the startup is already moved, we actually become local. Now we're Sacramento and startup. And we're starting to pay taxes. We're renting a place here. We're buying groceries. All that is, mm-hmm. we're contributing to the local economy. So we're part of it. We're raising funds sometimes, even if not from Sacramento, from somewhere else, but we're pulling the cash here and we're starting to spend here. So all that good things. So yeah, that's what's happening.
Yeah. What's the longer term vision for the organization?
Longer term vision is that at the moment, I'm very focused with the startups we have in portfolio, trying to bring them towards a good exit. Of course, you're targeting all of them, but in the back of your mind, you understand that to have 5 out of 5, 4 out of 4, it's like in startup world we'll say god level, mm-hmm. you're making sure all startups make it. I mean it will be tough, but that's the target. After that, to be honest, my goal is after a good exit, my goal is to be part of a VC fund or as an LP or whatever, or create one. Most likely will be LP or GP in one of those. And we have Moneta Ventures here, which is pretty prominent, mm-hmm. something like that, or with them, or with you guys, with somebody when I will have quite enough available cash for this kind of activities. Then yes, continue changing the world, continue looking for foreign startups, not only in that three, four countries, maybe globally now, and promoting Sacramento, bringing them here, and let's see.
What's the biggest obstacle standing in your way right now?
We're currently, we're experiencing at the moment normal fundraising issues that is right now happening all over the place. I don't think people don't have money. It's more of they are hesitant at the moment, mm-hmm. psychologically stopped to see what's going on, with economy, with, I don't know, elections coming up, this, that. So those are the things that we're experiencing. But, it's just not making it impossible, just making it longer. For example... Yeah. We're about to close our round for the Elven Technologies, the material project. It took us almost a year. Mm-hmm. When COVID times, when literally investors were giving
it was frothy thing. There for a while. That sounds cool. Let's do it.
Exactly. Yeah. I was imagining that we could have raised in 3 months probably for a project like that. So, but now it's everybody's a little bit.
Yeah, it's definitely different. It's normal. It's probably normalizing. It might have been even too frothy. So now it's normalizing.
Correct.
So people are just being a little bit more cautious. From a growth factory standpoint, we always invest in the founder, not in the founder, excuse me, in the team. And so the CEO, it's typically the founder, but who the CEO is and who that founding team is super important. So in a case your fire company or your flame company, have you identified the CEO and the founding team, the sales team and those kind of things yet?
So here's how it actually, that's another like a difference of venture studio model is that venture studio tries to, the teammates, like team team in the venture studio tries to be, in, takes interim roles in those startups, like whatever's missing. For example, in this Elven, that the fire material, the guys are very technical. So CTO is done. Like we have a person who is CTO, okay, and he would know that thing better than anybody. Look, and he has a team that knows the things. So what is missing, that I'm playing some sort of interim CEO role there.
Okay.
But because I mean, I'm helping with business development, helping with fundraising and so on, like I'm mostly the one. But what will happen usually is that it is okay in venture studio to bring an external person after startup is grown to a certain age. And the CTO understands that. Yeah, I mean, the founder understands that he doesn't have a capability to do it. And I personally also know that, for example, when we'll come to the point that we have to negotiate with Teslas and, I don't know, Lucids and Rivians, and like directly talk to the CEOs, like neither my experience nor my knowledge is enough to stand up in front of them. I'll be honest. And it's good to know what you're good at and you're not good at. So that's the time means that I have to step down and we have to pay somebody else with equity or cash or together even. To come and step up and take it to the next level. So that's part of studio. So basically you're a venture builder there.
Okay.
So you build a venture.
So right, typically you're bringing in the CEO at the time you're taking it to market.
Exactly.
Yeah, or maybe just before.
Exactly. Yeah. So for example, on the Spinal, the project with Posture, there is already a CEO.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'm out. So now it is a point that they're about to close $1 million and they're about to be mass produced and mass sold.
Wow.
So I'm out now. So like, and I become some sort of advisor there, like, you know. Right. So that's how it works. Like, and then when my plate gets emptier, it means that I can take additional startups to the...
And the venture studio model is kind of interesting too, because you're helping so early and you're giving so much help, that's a big lift. You take a bigger piece of equity maybe, you know, a little later stage and you get a smaller, you know, the later you invest, the littler equity you get. So you take a pretty, what kind of percentage on average you guys take?
20 starts with 20 and sometimes we have 36 even.
20 to 36?
Yeah, almost like 20 to 40.
20 to 40, okay.
Yeah, you mentioned, it's a big jump because you start like, as I told, we consider ourselves like a co-founders, because it was venture builders. We consider
your time and your team's time is very valuable.
So it's not about this 50K I'm giving in the beginning. That's even usually the money at venture studio is the least important, like in that kind of situation. It's mostly like the experience and the knowledge, energy, network that you bring in.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay, so what did I not ask you? What else you want to make sure we cover today?
Well, I think we talked about like our both passions about Sacramento. That was my important thing. I think what we need to do, I would like the audience, if they will be audience from the leaders of Sacramento, understand that it is possible to compete with other hubs. And by creating more opportunities here, we can actually do a much better job. I love the fact that, for example, we have an airport, which is very important. Like coming and going is not that difficult, to be honest. Of course, it's not San Francisco level where you have direct flights from all over Europe, but here it is important. I think we need to bring a bit more cash in the region. Like I would love to kind of have more investors here, like more people who would like to chip into investments to startup growth and stuff. So that would be like kind of my messages and things that I would like to see. And yeah, it is possible to bring a lot more foreign startups, a lot more foreign innovation to the region and go global from here. Like go from here. It's amazing location. I love it. Lifestyle is good. If you have family, it's even better. I'll be honest with you. Like, for example, I would never have my family in San Francisco with all those homelessness going on, with all those, unfortunately, like crime going on. Like the other day, my brother was driving my car. He parked and he came like all six cars around him was all, window was broken and things were taken away.
In San Francisco?
In San Francisco. Oh, so like things like that. I mean, you can leave your car like open here, like even windows down if you want to. So things like that, which are very important when you think about foreign startups moving here, families and stuff moving here. Schools are important and colleges and all that kind of stuff. I forgot, by the way, we mentioned college. So we have UC Davis and Sac State, which is very important because when you grow your company, you start hiring. and you can hire from there. It's very important. We had UC Davis hirings and so on, so mm-hmm. it is very important. So basically, it's a great place. A bit more push, I think that can be some sort of niche of Sacramento, like just dealing with foreign startups, foreign businesses coming here and becoming local and going big from here. Yeah, I mean, I admire the work you guys are doing and all the other ecosystem players are doing. And yeah, happy to be here, happy to do what Technovate is niche doing. And hopefully we all succeed. And, you know, we, I think, need a couple of unicorns or something here, and then the rest will come.
We need a couple of unicorns. Fareed, I want to help. I want to thank you for coming on the show and appreciate what you do. And you're an asset to our community, and you come with a different perspective, which is needed. And I think that's one of the things about Sacramento. We're pretty open-minded to, you know, to figuring out ways to win. And, you know, ideas from the outside coming here and growing here is really special. So thank you very much.
Thank you. And I'm happy to be, as you always like to call, like in your backyard in a way. And do whatever you do and support you in every activity you do. Thank you so much for the invitation as well.
And to all you out there fighting the good fight for entrepreneurship and for the backyard advantage, and of course, all of you out there fighting the good fight for our freedom, our security, and our way of life. Here at the Haney Biz, the Mark Haney Show, and the Growth Factory, we're never above you, we're never below you, always by your side.
This segment includes the personal knowledge, experiences, and opinions about angel investing by seasoned angel investors. This content is for informational purposes only and should not be considered as legal, tax, investment, or financial advice. Nothing in the segment constitutes a solicitation, recommendation, or endorsement.